This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's a Monday morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Welcome in here alongside Kim St. Ange and Carl Middleman, Sue Thomas with your traffic. And we'll get Ethan in here before the hour's out with a check of in other news to talk about. What was it? The Academy Awards, did I understand, happened last night, Carl?
They did.
I was watching the first episode of the second season of 1923 and for some reason completely missed Hollywood's Biggest Night. How is that possible?
Well, both of those people have been nominated and won awards.
I know. I love Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren in that. It's fantastic. Glad it's finally back on. But I had to watch the.
I had to watch the first season again?
Yeah, no, not the first season. Just that they show a little preview at the beginning, you know, like what happened last. Because it's been so long since I saw the last episode.
I know. I hate that when they wait so long, you forget what happened.
Yeah.
We just started watching House of David, which was really good. It's on Prime.
I saw a promo for it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten to the point where he hits him with a rock yet?
I have not gotten to the David and Goliath part, but I know it's coming.
All right. Because that was in the promo. It was him swinging the rock around, but you never saw him let it go. That was pretty impressive. So hopefully you got. We'll talk to Ethan about that a little later. I've only seen the headlines from it this morning. I know they were blasting conservatives and taking. Daryl Hannah took time out to say something pro-Ukraine because, of course, Donald Trump's a big meanie. If you've been paying attention to the headlines since Friday, just crazy stuff. Hey, I got to go to the Rain St. Louis West yesterday with my kid. And we had a fantastic time out there, as we always do, testing out our skills. It's pretty funny. I was joking with Carl about this earlier. It never fails. When I post a picture of me at the shooting range, like I made the mistake one time of actually showing the target I was shooting at, and people were critical that I wasn't a better shot. So now I've quit showing the target because even if it was all perfectly grouped, there'd be somebody who's done it better than me, and they would point that out on social media. And this time I just showed a picture of the two of us, and you can't really tell what's on the target because I didn't want to listen to it. But somebody suggested that my grip was wrong. I mean, somebody went to the trouble of zooming in on one of the shots to tell me how I could improve the grip on my...
Look, I didn't want to criticize you for it, but I just felt like I needed to call you out on
it,
Mark. So I used an alias.
Oh, that was you.
And I felt like you just needed to know.
If you can correct me on that, I would really be appreciative because, let's put it this way, whoever was standing 15 yards away from me, had that been an individual criminal, would not be talking to us today. So I'm fine.
We had a group chat. Carl, you were in that group chat talking about Mark's grip, and we just felt like someone needed to say it.
Mark needs to get a grip. That's the headline here this morning. That's, yeah. Thank you.
You handle that one, Carl.
Yeah, no kidding.
You create the alias and tell Mark that.
Lots to get to for you. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to Congressman Bob Onder. We'll get to him here at about the 7:08, just about an hour from now, live from D.C. We're also going to talk to Missouri State Rep. Lisa Durnell. She was in some of the hearings in the House on this roundup bill that's working its way through up there that would include some form of immunity against lawsuits for the key chemical found in Roundup. And I'm going to get her take on it about 7:35. But first, I want to get to this morning's top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got it.
Yeah, does that sound vaguely familiar? I just took you back in time to around 2018 when Donald Trump was warning Europe about getting cozy with Vladimir Putin. That was a couple of years before he invaded. He waited till Trump was out of office to invade Ukraine. Donald Trump's been on top of this for a long time, and the left now wants to whine that he supports Putin somehow. It's just crazy.
The president's agenda matters. When a Republican is president, the bureaucracy resists. It has to stop.
That sounds more like a king. It does not sound like
sounds
a president
like our Constitution
of the United
States.
Yep. I tell you, man, Scott Jennings over at CNN is pure gold these days. He crushes the left over there on a daily basis. He must be the only reason people are watching CNN these days.
A source told me New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands. Thousands.
Well, you know what? I hope so. Because whatever came out last week, Mrs. Attorney General was a little bit of a nothing burger. So she's now found out that there are more Epstein documents somewhere up in New York. And by golly, she's promising that we're going to get to see them this time.
The only way you're going to do that is to get Russians engaged in negotiations, something the Europeans haven't been able to do, the Biden administration wasn't able to do or didn't even try. That's the goal here. It's that simple.
Yep, that's Marco Rubio, who basically dismantled George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos, who likes to think he's some political, prophet because he worked for Bill Clinton years ago and is now calls himself a journalist, is the one who was talking to him about how awful it was how Donald Trump treated Volodymyr Zelensky. That shouldn't have happened. How did that happen? Listen, I'm not going to change anybody's mind who thinks Vladimir Zelensky is some sort of a hero, but there's a lot you don't know about the guy. Tucker Carlson's been pointing it out. I've had other people, including a gentleman who has done a lot of pastoral work in Central Europe, talking about how, among other things in the Ukraine right now, Zelensky has overseen a huge crackdown on Christians in the Ukraine. There are a lot of things you need to understand about Volodymyr Zelensky beyond the media narrative that he is some bold leader who's led his country at what appeared at first to be an impossible task against the overwhelming Russians. What we've learned is the Russians are incompetent. They've had to bring in North Koreans to fight for them, and they've been using World War II era military equipment. But they have nuclear weapons. That's the end of the story. And the war over there needs to stop before Vladimir Putin feels boxed in and has no other choice but to use some sort of a tactical nuke on the lower half of Ukraine. He wouldn't do it in Donbass because there's been a civil war going on there for years. There's been a civil war in that part of Ukraine for years. It was going on when Barack Obama was president of the United States. That's when the Russians went into Crimea. This is such a long, complicated story. If you just watched what happened on Friday afternoon, the last 10 minutes of it, you don't know the whole story. Vladimir Zelensky came with the intention of getting more funding to continue fighting, and Donald Trump wanted to stop the war. And that's why they went their separate ways. The bad news for Zelensky is he can't continue without U.S. support. The gravy train is about to stop. So here's what's going to happen. Zelensky went over, got his arms wrapped around Europe, and they'll claim to be on his side, but he's going to come back to the negotiating table. He's going to sign that agreement, and then there will be a peace agreement, a ceasefire at some point, because there has to be. The only alternative is to watch Ukraine get eaten up and continue to watch thousands of people die in Ukraine. And this is what American presidential leadership is about. So we don't end up in a situation where there are American men and women dying on a battlefield in Central Europe again. That's what we want. All right, quick break. We're going to get to Sarah Parshall Perry coming up, a senior legal fellow up at Heritage, filling in for Hans von Spakovsky this morning. Some big court news we need to talk about regarding gender identity and whether or not schools can hide it from parents. We'll be back. Now, you might hear that and presume that I won Real or Fake last week and picked the music this morning because it just happens to be my favorite band of all time. But Carl played that because they went on tour for the first time on this date in 1978.
Opening up for Journey.
Wow. Yeah, I heard a great Journey cover band this weekend. I mentioned that?
Did.
All right. So we've been covering this story closely over the last couple of years, right? The insanity in our schools. And we've even had evidence of it locally where counselors and schools have maybe encouraged kids not to be honest with their parents, whether they have questions about their gender or whatever. It's infuriating to me. Now, there's been a court case that I was hoping to explain some more about, and we're lucky to have Sarah Parshall Perry with us this morning. She is a senior legal fellow at Heritage and helping us out instead of Hans von Spakovsky this morning. Sarah, welcome into the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. We'd certainly appreciate it. Tell me about this court case. This was an appeals court, right, that ruled on whether or not a school could hide gender questions from parents?
Yeah, it was actually a case called Foote versus Ludlow coming out of the First Circuit Court of Appeals. And this is a case in which, as we so often find, unfortunately, and this is an increasing type of litigation now in the federal trial courts working its way up through the system, these are actually school policies in which the teachers and the administrators were instructed to actively lie to parents about a child's expressed gender identity at school. And that's simply on a child's say-so. So apparently here, one minor child, a young girl, decided she was going to identify as a boy, told her teachers and administrators and said, I don't want my parents to know. And so they actually kept that information from the parents. Well, when the parents found out about it, through an inadvertent slip, because somebody at the school office used her correct name and then used the name she was going by at school, the parents, of course, raised a red flag. And sure enough, what they discovered is that she had been down this path of what they call social transitioning, using different bathrooms, pronouns, names, clothing at school that she was at home. And that was distinctly in violation of their parental rights. Unfortunately, the First Circuit Court of Appeals did not see it that way.
It's just insane to me, Sarah. And what's really alarming was reading this article on the Daily Signal. It talks about how more than 12 million American school students are enrolled in schools that have these confidentiality policies. Are you aware of any sort of a list that's in the works that would inform parents which schools, which districts these are across the country?
Yeah, our good friends over at Parents Defending Education have actually created what they call an indoctrination map, and you can actually search across the country to see which schools and districts actually have these express policies in place. They have done really tremendous work in collating all of these, so anyone who's listening can go to parentsdefendingeducation.org and look for their indoctrination map. But this is a growing list. In fact, just last year, we were at about 11 million kids, and simply within the span of 1 year, we've seen an additional million kids now within school districts that are subject to these express written policies. And unfortunately, a lot of that was a result of the cover they had from the federal government, who went all in on gender identity and took a trans early, trans often approach to not just American education, but to healthcare and parental rights as well. We really have, I think, in many respects, dodged a bullet when it comes to this particular notion, but parents are now having to take this fight back to the ground level, back to the grassroots, where they are having to deal one-on-one with these school districts.
Yes.
And these teachers.
It's why school board elections are so important. I mean, what if, hypothetically, a kid comes to school and tells the counselor, I identify as a German Shepherd. Would it not be incumbent on the counselor to call the parents up and say, I think maybe some mental health counseling might be in order here?
Well, that's a great point, because it points out the hypocrisy of the entire movement, right? If a child has mental health issues, if they are expressing, for example, anything accustomed to, ADHD, autism, or bipolar disorder, and I had to walk this process. One of my children had an IEP. Another one of my children had a 504 plan. They are duty-bound under federal civil rights law to come to the parents. But, of course, when you're dealing with this notion of gender identity, this subjective, internal, malleable sense of self, for some reason, all of the sort of traditional notions of involving parents in their child's education are lost, because it is seen as this sort of preeminent social entity that we can't touch. And honestly, the court's rationale in getting to this outcome, they actually did much of the analysis right, but what they determined was, yes, parental rights are involved in this case. Yes, the Supreme Court have recognized them for a very long time. No, we don't think they were infringed because we think that you could have found out about your child's minor gender identity simply from taking sort of a better observational view of what they're doing and the preferences from who they talk to, what they visit online, or what they watch.
It is insane. Sarah Parshall Perry with Heritage, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You can read more on that story at dailysignal.com or heritage.org. We're going to be back with a check of business. Welcome back. Just a quick reminder that we are honoring our first responders every month here at the radio station. And last week, I was supposed to deliver the food to our winner for the month of February, but Grillmaster Tony had to take a brief out-of-town trip, so we're going to do it this week. We'll be announcing that before the end of the week. In the meantime, get your nominations in. If you got a first responder, a police officer, a firefighter, EMS, dispatcher that's done a great job or does a great job on a daily basis, nominate them. We'll take a box of food to them and their entire crew. Whatever shift they're working, we'll meet them down there and we'll feed them. So all you have to do is go to 971talk.com/contests and get their name in, and we will review the winners, pick a new winner each month of this year. All right, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's a Monday morning, man.
It is. It is.
I hate Mondays with a passion.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I had a great weekend. I went and saw, do you like Journey?
I do.
You do? You like Heart?
I do.
You do? I got to see a cover band this weekend that called Journey from the Heart. They cover Journey and Heart, and they are fantastic. So if they ever come anywhere near you up there in New Jersey, you've got to go spend the $30 or $40 and watch them, because you could close your eyes and think you're listening to the original.
Wow, look at you being hip and happening,
fantastic.
Going out and about on the town.
I am the person maybe voted least likely to go pay to see a cover band, but this was a cut above. I'm just kidding. I mean, Journey could fire Arnell Pineda tomorrow and hire Ryan Christopher, and he sounds just like Steve Perry. So
wow,
it's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Good stuff. What's going on out there?
All right. So futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 601, the NASDAQ up 302, the S&P 500 gained 92. CBD Kratom's parent company has acquired Wellbeing Brewing Company, a Maryland Heights-based craft brewery known for its non-alcoholic beer. Wellbeing will keep its brand identity. Further terms of the deal were not disclosed. The Blue Ghost Lander, built by Firefly Aerospace, has gently touched down on a lava plane on the moon's near side. Firefly Aerospace is the first private company to complete a moon landing without a technical issue. Lenovo has unveiled the Lenovo ThinkBook Flip concept, a laptop with a foldable screen. When fully unfolded, the screen has an 18-inch display. Lenovo also showed off a solar-powered PC, which it says can give the user an extra bit of battery when the device is running low, and there may not be access to a charging point. Both devices are only concepts, so are not commercially available just yet. Honda has decided to produce its next-generation Civic Hybrid in the U.S. state of Indiana instead of Mexico to avoid potential tariffs on one of its top-selling car models. That's according to Reuters. The change underscores how manufacturers are scrambling to adapt to President Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. Captain America: Brave New World topped the weekend box office once again, bringing in another $15 million, according to studio estimates. The film has brought in nearly $164 million since its release. And finally, Czech Republic's cold water swimmers have set a new world record for the largest polar bear dip. A total of 2,461 participants were involved. The temperature of the water was just 38 degrees Fahrenheit.
I've never done one of those.
Could you do that?
I've done a polar bear plunge, and I got all the way in the water, head under water included.
Wow. I think I could do it. My wife, no way.
I would do it. I just haven't had the opportunity, but I actually remember the ice bucket challenge.
Yes, I do.
Was that to raise money for ALS? What was that?
It is.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't think I ever even did that, but that was going around all over social media where you get the bucket of ice dumped on your head.
I mean,
it's like
I
a little taste of it.
You pregame a little bit. A little bit.
Does that help a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Like if you're going to take the polar plunge, you want to take the Chablis plunge first, or Chardonnay, or whatever it happens to be?
When I did it, I did shots of whiskey.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That gives you the warm feeling inside, so when you hit the water, you don't notice it as much. Is that what you're getting at?
It was still very, very cold. Still very, very cold. But yes, that is the tactic.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'm sure that's something else. Well, good. Well, you have a great week. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Yep. Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate that. Yeah, we have no interest in that. I know it's for charity, but man, whoo!
There are other ways to raise money for charity.
I'm ready for warm weather. I just am. I'm done. I've decided I'm done with winter. Winter's not done with us. I know that.
Well, let God know that, and maybe he can change things up for you, Mark.
Let God or Dave Murray know, right? Because he's already said we're going to have a longer winter than normal.
Well, it's the stupid groundhog, right? The groundhog's always right.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it sees its shadow or not. Punxsutawney Phil or whatever its name is.
I know. Very, very true. So, Carl, I have a question about this Captain Marvel movie.
Yes, I haven't seen it still.
I know, but I've seen a bunch of reports that it's the third worst performing Marvel movie in history, but they keep bragging that it's number one at the box office. I'm guessing the box office numbers still aren't great, even though it was the only choice people had or something.
They don't release new movies around times of the Oscars because people are either seeing old movies or catching up on the Oscar movies that they have not seen.
And now they're going to go see a movie about a prostitute.
Yes. It's Pretty Woman with a lot more nudity.
Is that basically what Anora is?
It's Pretty Woman if Richard Gere's parents found out and tried to stop it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a lot more sex, drugs,
and rock
nudity.
And roll. Okay. He is a Russian oligarch. Russian oligarch.
But mom runs the show.
So, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone, and I don't know that I'll ever see it, but...
You won't.
It said...
I will
but,
not.
But it said that it's Pretty Woman without a happy ending.
Yes.
So whatever that means, I don't know.
So let me describe it this way. I was watching this movie, and my wife was asleep on the couch.
Yes.
She woke up in the middle of it and said, "What the hell is this?"
Are you watching?
I said, "This is supposed to be a really good movie, and you missed all the sex and drugs before it. There's a big fight scene where the Russians are trying to contain this girl, and she's not having any of it."
Wow.
Because, you know, she's a New York girl, and she doesn't want that. And they fight and restrain, and it lasts for like 10 minutes, and she's like... And they also say the F word more than 400 times.
Oh, wow. Was this girl trafficked or she chose
to... No, she
was a stripper.
She's a dancer.
Okay. Yes.
And then she meets this guy at the club and he wants to marry her because he's rich, dumb, and spoiled.
Ah.
But then his parents find out and said, that's got to stop.
So like when he introduced him and told them she was a dancer. He tried to pretend she was on Broadway, or
they find out on their own.
Oh,
was it the actress? By the way, I've never even heard of this girl. Was it Mickey?
Mikey.
Yeah,
Mikey.
Mikey.
Okay, Mikey. Never heard
She's
of her.
Great.
She was saying she wants to support all the sex workers.
Because
I did hear that bite.
Oh,
she wants to shout out to all the...
She's playing a prostitute.
Right, who are working hard.
See, I did a lot of work when I was in Nashville with sex trafficking. And a lot of the women who were prostitutes have pimps. And it was just, it was so sad because they're trafficked. And that's why they passed a law in Tennessee where if you're under 18 and you're caught basically facilitating all this, it's an automatic felony. It's a sex trafficking charge if you're caught with prostitution, you know, with prostitutes, because they say that a lot of those girls are not voluntarily doing this. They're trafficked.
No, that's not coerced. The case.
But it sounds like that's not the premise of this.
No,
but
she's
now
her
I
own
just,
pimp in this.
Just, our world is so broken.
I thought in the state of Tennessee they were all volunteers. Sorry. So, no,
bad context
don't
there, Mark. But
sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm not. It was a little sports joke there. Sorry about that. No, I agree with that. I don't know. I'm maybe in Vegas or a few places where they've made it, Nevada, where they've made it legal.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that women like the idea of it because it's lucrative. I get that. But, I mean, I told you I did the investigation when I was reporting there, and it was just wild.
Oh, I'm sure.
The interest from, I'm sure women do it too, but men, oh my gosh, it was bad. Married men, it was bad.
It's sick. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, Congressman Bob Onder, and we're going to get to a state rep from Missouri who has a few things to say about the Roundup bill that's working its way through the Missouri legislature. She sat in on a lot of the hearings for it and voted against it, and we're going to get her take at about 7:35.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
David Johansen, the frontman for the New York Dolls and later known as Buster Poindexter, passed away on Friday. He was 75. He passed away after a decade-long battle with stage 4 cancer. Johansen, he was a key figure in the punk and rock scene. He helped shape the genre with the New York Dolls' raw, rebellious style. And after the band's breakup, he found mainstream success with Hot, 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 and as an acting career, appearing in Scrooged and Let It Ride.
Would I recognize him?
You would know him.
I think
you would.
I didn't know.
I mean, he made money as Buster Poindexter.
Yeah.
After,
exactly.
You know... helping set punk rock
back forward.
No,
what?
Forward.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There would have been no 80s glam metal without him.
Wow.
Yeah, so all your Motley Crue's and
Poison, all
that. All that.
Which is funny because I saw the New York Dolls open for Motley Crue and Poison and no one knew who they were. No one.
Wow.
And I was like, you
I know
no
who
idea
they are, but I couldn't
here.
Tell you any of their songs.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys already know the 97th Academy Awards was held last night. We'll just run through a little bit of it. Anora emerged as the night's biggest winner, securing 5 awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress. Best Actor went to Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. Best Supporting Actress, Zoe Saldana for Emily Perez. And Kieran Culkin took home Best Supporting Actor for Real Pain.
That one I think you might like. It's only an hour and a half, and it's on Hulu.
With Culkin?
Yeah.
Okay. He is really good in it, but if you don't like Jesse Eisenberg, skip it. I'm just saying. I watched it. I don't like Jesse Eisenberg.
So have I been mispronouncing Zoe Saldana's name all this time? Because when they pronounced it last night, I saw in the clip I saw this morning, it was Saldana is how they pronounced her last name.
Oh.
When they introduced her for the winner, Zoe Saldana is what they said.
I can't now, speak with
a
dialect.
I like her as a...
you like her in Lioness.
I like her in Lioness. I liked her in Columbiana. Says she was outstanding in that.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like all the Guardians.
Guardians
movies.
In the Galaxy, except she was kind of green. Or purple. Was it green or purple?
Green.
And she's
blue in
Avatar.
Avatar.
I didn't like Avatar. So, but the point is, she also got up and tried to make a political statement in her speech last night, which was completely unnecessary. Talking about the fact that she was a daughter of immigrants, but it was her grandmother who came to this country in 1961. So she's like third generation, and she didn't say if mom came here legally, grandma came here legally or not, but she made it a point that to say she was a child of immigrants.
She's an anchor baby once removed.
Technically, we're all a child of immigrants.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, thank you. I don't know. Thank you, Zoe. I'll still watch you on Lioness.
It looks like Microsoft's going to shut down Skype in May of this year, nearly 14 years after acquiring it for $8.5 billion.
Wow.
The company is shifting focus to Microsoft Teams, which, hey, happens to be free. It offers similar features, messaging, calling, and file sharing. So
I know a number of companies that use Teams.
Does this mean I can finally delete it off of my wife's computer every time it asks me to update?
They had it there for a while where you could never delete it. Like, you could delete Skype and it would still come back for some reason. Oh, it was a pain.
Like, did they get their money back out of it if they paid $8 billion for it? I mean,
well, they probably rolled all that stuff into Teams.
Yeah, maybe.
Teams has video.
Because you're still doing the same thing.
It's redundant.
I mean, everybody still uses Zoom, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It looks like Potter & Potter Auctions in Chicago's Northwest Side is going to set to host a punk rock themed auction titled Punks, Monsters, Smut, and Mad Men, a counterculture cross-section next month. Features 500 unique items, including this stuff from CBGB's, Black Flag flyers, a ticket from the Sex Pistols' final show, artwork from Simpsons creator Matt Groening.
Groening.
And strands from the late Kurt Cobain's hair.
That's just weird.
We can clone him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you want to bid, auctions open online bidding, but if you want to bid in person, get up there March 6th.
What do you do with the hair? Show it off?
Smell it.
Sleep next to it?
Well, that was creepy.
Don't be a Joe Biden.
And you said that very quickly.
Some people eat it. I'm just saying.
Ew, what?
Have you ever watched that? What's that? That show? It was on.
Like My Weird Addiction
or
something.
And then one girl, she was eating hair. Like she would go to barbers.
Wouldn't
and get
you cough
hair.
It up like a cat? Eventually,
that's
it'd
awful.
Be a
it was
hair
so
ball.
Bad.
You'd get a fur ball.
Huh. Now, when I dyed my hair platinum blonde on the radio several decades ago, I have a snip of that.
Can I have? Can Ethan have it so we can sniff it?
Or
smell
eat it.
I smoke.
Or maybe eat it.
But I met my wife and my hair was blonde.
You know, you could do like Angelina Jolie with was it Billy Bob Thornton? Was that
the vial of blood? Yeah, she had a vial of his blood.
You just put it in like a little test tube, the hair, and you wear it around your neck like a necklace.
Oh,
Ethan, that's an option.
We are off the rails.
It's in a radio station keychain.
Yeah,
still have it.
Now, did you keep it or did Nicole keep it because she wanted to remember you as a blonde?
Both.
Oh.
Because my roots are starting to show.
The only time it's not weird to have a little bit of hair is if it's your child's first haircut. That's the only time it's not weird. If you sniff
it,
that's weird. No, that one's not weird. What you do with it, I guess, is weird. Yeah. If it's in like a memory book, acceptable.
All right.
Now I need a haircut.
Well, we could dye your hair blonde on the show if you want.
Oh, that took so long.
We could raise some money, Carl. Let's
shave it.
Let's dye Carl's hair blonde.
Well, if you want it shaved, I got clippers. No. I'll bring those in.
And all the money we raise will go to first responders.
Yeah, what if it went to a good cause?
I do need a haircut.
Are you saying you would do it?
I don't think he's going to do it.
I didn't.
I got talked into shaving my head one time on the air.
Yes,
so.
I know you did.
Yes, and I did it.
And then you wore a hat for 3 weeks.
It was cold. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Conveniently cold.
Yes.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection in Texas has seen a sharp rise in raw egg smuggling from Mexico.
Wow.
Intercepting over 90 individuals since January.
Forget the fentanyl. Now eggs are what's most valuable.
They're warning you don't buy eggs on the side of the road in southern Texas. I mean, where the hell are they taking them?
I get my eggs from Scabby Joe in the alley. Is that not okay?
I'm just saying.
Is that a brand?
I don't know.
It
I saw.
A brand, yeah.
I was at Deerberg yesterday, and
cage-free,
there's a limit.
Actually,
they limit
Carl.
You to three cartons at Deerberg.
Yeah, if you can even find, like, go to Costco. It's hard to even find the dang cartons. Everyone's snatching them up because you weirdos who hoard stuff. Stop.
Mark,
stop eating so many eggs, please.
How many?
Wow.
How many dozen do you have in your house right now, Mark?
Two.
Mark, stop hoarding
only two.
Eggs.
Two dozen. All right, coming up, we'll get to Congressman Bob Onder a few minutes after 8 here. Talk about the big budget bill on Capitol Hill. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.